We're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Lamed Zayin, Simen Yud. So we left off with the question, based on what the Chayyadam is saying, what would the status be of using a faucet to wash one's hands? So let's work out a case which works for sure, and we'll work backwards. So we said you need the concept of Kraf Gavra, which will really be the topic of the next Klal. So we also introduced the Gemara, which says the concept of Shokala Bidka de Maya. If a person releases water, it's considered as that it's his Maisa. The Gemara says that in the context of Ritzicha. A person who's bound, a place in front of a dry place, and there's water which is being restrained, let's say behind the dam, and he opens the dam, and the water comes and rushes out and kills the person, the victim. So the one who released the water is considered a Ritzeg and his guy of Misa for that action. The Gemara does say the difference between Karech Rishon and Karech Sheni. What that means, but only the first rush of water constitutes the action of the person. The subsequent flows of water are considered a groma. So if I have a kli, I have a big container of water and it has a spigot in the bottom and it has like a faucet. And I open the faucet, so the first rush of water which comes out is considered my maisa. So if I don't have a kli to wash from, so I can put one hand under the faucet and open it, and that first rush of water would be considered has the status of a kli. It's karech gavra. I wash that hand. I close it, and then I do that on the second hand. If the water can't come out enough to cover the whole hand at one big rush of water, that's more complicated, and we'll talk about that halacha of washing your hands in two separate stages as a separate topic. Another question is, what about in a home? So the average scenario where a person is using the water system, the public water system, there's no kli involved. It's coming from a reservoir. It's being pumped through various different kalim, etc., and it's being brought to your home, and there's no kli involved, which is storing the water, that you're taking the water in your home from a kli. Can you consider the faucet itself a kli? Argument being that the faucet is able to hold water, a certain amount of water the faucet is able to hold. So most persons do not feel that is valid, because since it only gets that function once it's attached to the ground, that was the idea that the Chayyadam was saying over here. If it only becomes a kli while it's already attached to the ground, it's not a valid kli. It has to become a kli separately and then be placed into the home, attached to the ground. It maintains its status of a kli for this purpose, but not that it becomes a kli only after it's attached. So you cannot argue that the faucet itself is the kli, and therefore there's no kli over here, and it's not a valid way to do this yosidayim. What about you would have some type of water container, which the water container then stores the water and then releases it into the home. Theoretically, a person would turn on the hot, would wash with the hot water. Now, you cannot wash with hot water, which is too hot. And the first flow of water, which you get from the when you turn on the hot water, is not from the hot water, it's from the water which is in the piping. But let's say a person will let it run for a little bit and the hot water comes out, but it's not too hot to wash from, and we'll talk about that. So, but it was in a kli. And after so, they have a dud shemesh, you have this container on the roof. So let's say it's in the dud shemesh, it's in the morning, and it's not hot even. So great, I have this container on the roof. Water's coming down. And it's coming from a kli. Is that valid? So again, the person grapple with the fact that this big container which they use can't really hold water. It has holes in it. It has a hole in the bottom, a hole in the top. It doesn't really hold water well. At what point does it hold water well? After you attach it into the bias, you attach the various different pipes to it and tubing to it, and now it's able to hold water. So it doesn't really have a full status of a kli while it's detached, that you can then argue it maintains that status of a kli once it's attached. Furthermore, Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul argues that since it's quite a distance from where the kli is to where you're washing, The water goes through various different things in between. It's no longer considered coming to your hands from a kli, and therefore, even if it would be a kli, but it has to reach your hands from the kli directly, and the passages way such that it travels until it gets to your hand would preclude that. So basically what we're left with is that you cannot wash your hands when a kli is required using a faucet system which is part of a building would not be a valid way to do until Sudan. Have a good morning.